Hello students, welcome to this podcast from Army Public School, Delhi, Cant. This is your host Kusumlata Kandari from the English Department of the Junior Wing. This podcast is on the poem The Squirrel by Mildred Bowers Armstrong from Class 7. In the poem The Squirrel, the poet Mildred Bowers Armstrong describes a squirrel that she observes in her garden. The poet describes how the squirrel, covered in gray fur, sits in an upright position on a tree branch eating a nut. His tail looks like a question mark because of its bent shape. The poem is a reflection of the poet's desire to compose poetry on the most ordinary elements that we come across in our daily lives. The major objective of writing this poem is to instill among students the aesthetic sense, to develop the habit of enjoying poetry and rhyme, and to encourage them to have a love for nature. Key points: the squirrel is sitting on the ground. To poet, it appears in a different way. Poet feels that its tail is like a question mark and body is covered with gray coat. It is very naughty and likes to tease. Summary of the poem. In the poem The Squirrel, the poet describes a squirrel that she observes in her garden. The poet describes how the squirrel, covered in gray fur, sits in an upright position on a tree branch eating a nut. His tail looks like a question mark because of its bent shape. The happy and lively squirrel loves to play with the poet and her friends. Whenever they ran around his tree, he would run to the other side of the tree. The poet tells us about the nature of the squirrel, that it is innocently naughty and likes to tease anyone who comes near him. The poet has used various techniques in this short poem to make it more alive. The atmosphere of the poem is cheerful and expressive. The imagination used by the poet in his writing bears resemblance to the attitude of a child. It is very descriptive and a narrative form of poetry. Literary components: the poet has used repetition of vowels and consonants at the end of the poem, like gray and play. He has personified the squirrel with human characteristics and thereby making the poem very descriptive. Let's have some short questions. What is compared with the gray overcoat? The squirrel's body is compared with gray overcoat. Who is sitting on the ground and what is it doing? The squirrel is sitting on the ground and is eating a nut. What does it do when we go around? It disappears behind the tree when we go around. How does poet describe the squirrel? The poet describes the squirrel as a naughty and intelligent animal whose tail is like a question mark and who wears a coat. Hope the poem was informative. Thank you.